Struggling to move your nonprofit forward? You've come to the right place. Welcome to the Nonprofit Architect, where we are giving you the actionable steps you need to launch and grow your nonprofit organization. Now, here's your host, Travis Johnson.
All right, you've got Travis here, the Nonprofit Architect, helping you build a stronger nonprofit. Today, I have Richard Kaufman, the comeback coach. He's out of New Jersey, but don't hold that against him. Richard, how are you doing today?
I'm blessed. Thank you guys for having me. We've been talking about getting together for so long, and I'm grateful that we finally got together.
Absolutely. I see you everywhere. It seems all of my friends have you on their show. I couldn't go another moment without having you on my show. And if nothing else, to pay you back for having me on your show earlier this year. It's a great time. Tell me about the comeback coach and what that means.
It all started on Donnie Boyven's podcast, Success Champions. He was interviewing me because what I do for a living, how I pay my bills, is I run a general nutrition center. It's a $1 million store. But I also work with athletes from the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, WWE, and I help them come back from injuries. And he started interviewing me, and then he asked me about my backstory. And I told him how I was an alcoholic at the age of 12. I dropped out of school 15. I'm a recovering drug addict, alcoholic. I was homeless for a while, living in my car. Got thrown out of the military, got back in. Got hurt on duty, and I'm blind in this eye. So everything that I had to personally come back from is now what I'm trying to do, help others that are going through the same stuff that I went through. So it's kind of just paying it forward. And that's why they call me, because I've come back, like I said, from drug addiction, alcoholism, homelessness, blindness, PTSD, TBI. I'm standing in the gap for others where people stood in the gap for me. And that's where it's what it all is about.
That's quite a story, quite a testimony, quite an example, right? I know that I was on your show and talked a little bit about my story and growing up in those struggles. And it's so amazing to me that your past does not dictate your future, that something can happen and you can make the decision no matter what it is, no matter my situation with foster homes and all sorts of nastiness or your situations. That we can decide that, every day is a new day and I can make new decisions. I can decide to get out of bed. I can take the bull by the horns. I can do something to enrich my life, to enrich the lives of other people around us. And I think that's pretty fantastic.
Well, I was told by some of my mentors that the best messages come from the biggest message. So I think that's the biggest thing is if, anybody can come back from anything. It's just sometimes you just might need a little bit of help or a little push or just a little motivation. And that's when the coach comes in.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done anything on my own. Every success that I've had, everything that I've done, and let me know if this is different for you, but I've always had someone along the way give me a word of encouragement, give me a little course correction, maybe give me some advice, share a resource, share a connection with me. There's always someone along the way that helps me to get to where I'm going. And there's people that talk about being self-made and doing things on their own, or I can do it by myself. And I don't know if that's true, because there's always been someone in my life that has helped me get to where I'm going. Even with this podcast, I kind of joke that I have no idea what I'm doing, because I really don't. I just know that I want to build relationships, connect with people, help people, give some kind of guidance to what they're doing. And people have been supporting me in droves, and it's not me. It is the people around me, the team uplifting me. Has that been your experience?
Well, especially I just wrote a post this morning. I've been clean and sober since January 2nd, 1989.
That's awesome.
So it's kind of but there's a saying that I get drunk, but we get sober. It's a we program. Everything in life is a we program. If you're a football player, you could be the greatest wide receiver, but if you don't have a good quarterback, you're not going to score. So, everything, as I get older, I'm learning everything is a we. It's all a we thing.
You have to do the things that you're good at and let the team help you in the things that they're good at. to get everything
especially
out there.
Like me, I'm a low-tech redneck.
So low-tech redneck.
I'm not very good on, technology. But that's okay. You know, I have friends that are good at technology. You know, like Sean Douglas and guys like that. Rob Garcia, he helps me because he's good at that. So I'm good at what I'm good at, and he's good at what he does. And then we all just come together.
So you don't have to be the jack of all trades to be successful. You have to be focused on your one or two things that you're good at to be successful.
Yeah. You know, even God says each person has their own talent.
That's right. He absolutely does.
So you just use, you know, like Gary Vee, when I met him, when I had lunch with him and we were talking, he's like, you know what? F what you're not good at, but triple down on what you are good at.
Yeah, I've definitely heard.
Yeah, and he said, you'll be successful. You know, who cares what you're not good at? Like Tom Hanks may not be a great carpenter, but he's a great actor and comedian. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of people out there that talk about your stop doing list. There's a to-do list, but there's a stop doing list. Stop doing the things that you're really not good at. Stop doing things that are costing you money or preventing you from earning money. If it takes, $10, $20, $40 to mow your lawn, but it takes you 3 hours to do it, and that's 3 hours that you're not making money or not connecting with people or not billing, then pay that money. Have someone else do the thing. You know, have someone else pick up your dry cleaning so you can spend the time doing what you're good at and what you're successful at.
And I think, like we're talking about, nonprofits and stuff like that, is once I started niching down, things got a lot easier. Because at one time, I was doing the health thing, the fitness thing, the addiction thing. I was trying to help everybody, but wasn't helping anybody at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So now I started niching down on just people that are, veterans and first responders. Those are the people that I'm focusing mainly on right now. And it's helping because now I have the narrow focus.
Right. Absolutely. And you were talking before we started recording here today that about the 22 a day and how the 22 suicides every day is not the real number.
It's not the real number.
It's the incomplete number. What's the real number and why is that?
The way I started learning about this, I met a gentleman, his name is Mark Cavalli, and he has a nonprofit. It's called Joint Task Force 22-0.
Mm-hmm.
And he's from Pennsylvania, not from Jersey. So we decided, let's get together. So we went out for lunch or breakfast. And we started talking. He's a corrections officer, former Marine, and attempted suicide or survivor. And we started talking. And we started talking about the 22. And he's like, you know the real numbers? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. And then he told me that on average, not every day, but on average, 35 first responders, including 22 veterans and 22 active duty soldiers, commit suicide, with only 50% of the states actually reporting suicides.
So let me get this straight. You had 22 veterans plus first responders, and then you have two active duty.
Yep.
For a number of 35 a day.
Yeah, and that's only with 50% of the states actually reporting the suicides.
Oh, man, that's a gut check
right
there.
So, start thinking numbers like that, you're like, wait, whoa. You 22 is bad enough, but when you start thinking about stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, ballpark some quick math, 100 days is 3,500. So, we get three of those a year. You're up over 10,000. You're looking at close to 13,000, 12,000 a year.
And unfortunately, I started joining all these groups that deal with post-traumatic stress and stuff like that. So I see all the pictures that come up every day of the people that commit suicide every day. So it comes in my mind all day long. So it's always, it's there for me. It's a mission for me. Donnie's put me in his magazine, which will be coming out next week. And we're talking about motivation. And he asked, one of the questions was, well, what is your motivation? And I said, well, one of the motivating factors is I had a guy a couple weeks ago. He had his loaded weapon in his hand on a Monday night, about to commit suicide after WWE Raw. And somebody pinged him to watch one of my videos. And he got so moved that he decided to call 911 and get himself committed into a long-term facility to get help. That's motivation.
That's some motivation for me. Wow.
That's what it's all about.
Wow.
I can't put a price on that.
You can't. So we've got listeners out there. How would you encourage listeners to get involved in the nonprofit world if they're not already involved?
Nonprofit is not the easiest thing to get involved with when you start thinking about it. You know, the first reason people never want to get involved in a nonprofit because they don't think you're ever going to make any money, which is
not work for a nonprofit, but you could start one, you can volunteer, you can be on the board, you can donate to, you can help promote. There's all these different avenues.
But I'm saying, there's a kind of a connotation when you hear nonprofit. You know, there's kind of like, maybe I don't want to get involved with it. For me, it was to find a purpose. You know, maybe you're nonprofit. Like my sister, she's a veterinarian, mm-hmm. and she works for one of the nonprofit animal associations. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, one certain thing, you know, just to be something that you're passionate about. If somebody asked me, Rich, if I give you $1 million, what are you going to do today? I'm going to do the same thing I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just going to be on a broader level.
Right.
It's going to have, you know, the same. So I think just find something that you really are passionate about. And some people, you might not even have to look at your aunt that's suffering with cancer. You know, look at somebody that's suffering with, like my son has autism. You know, look for something that, you know, you can get involved in a nonprofit for autism. Just whatever you can find a passion in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Any way you think you might be able to make a difference.
I've always been told that it's twofold, that something you should really be involved in is something that you really, really love or something that you really, really, really hate and you want to change. Like you really, really hate that there's 35 suicides a day, so you're running to do something about it, to change that fact, right?
Yeah, because, you know, when you keep on hearing it every day, you know, it's kind of like, you know, that it's always in my mind, you know, because I'm getting notifications, you know, all through my groups and different, you know, this one and this one. And you're like, wow, all right, got to keep pushing forward, got to push harder.
And so all of this and all the stuff you've been doing is driving you to want to start your own nonprofit. Tell me a little bit about that, why you want to start, who you want to impact.
And what I've been doing, like I've only been doing this for the last year. But honestly, for the last 11 months, I've been doing it, trying to do it all myself. And the last month, I've just been saying, Lord, I'm going to put forth the effort. You're in charge of the results. And now all of a sudden, the last month, it seems like things are just exploding because now I'm no longer, you know, I'm just going to put in the work and I'm not going to worry how it's going to get done. It's going to get done.
Yeah.
So now, you know, my goal, my ultimate goal is to be able to get flown in somewhere, say to Fort Hood, and talk to 500 or 600 soldiers and tell them that, you know, I've been there. I've worn the uniform, you know. You don't have to eat your gun today. I've been there and I've done that. You don't have to. There's ways to make it. You know, there's people that care about you, you know. And but then there's also another thing, you know, I also want to be able to sound stupid, but I want to go on Oprah. I want to go on.
Why is that stupid? She's got a massive reach.
Well, because most people are not thinking the way that we're thinking. You know, they're thinking, oh, you're just trying to get famous.
No, it's not about us.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, it's not about us.
And that's my goal, is one day I'm on a podcast somewhere and somebody, Oprah's executive producer, hears it and be like, oh, what? You know, I got to have him on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's the goal, is to be able to, my goal, when I wrote down a specific goal a year ago, my goal was to save 1 million lives. And don't know how those numbers are. But when I hear, like, you know, people that had me on their show, they've had 1,000, you know, 3,000 downloads. Mm-hmm. That means somebody's hearing this.
That's,
you know,
right.
Somebody, you know, I might be dropping nuggets, you know, dropping seeds. And that's my whole goal, is just to, you know, save as many lives as I can and leave this world, leaving a legacy.
I like how you said that you're doing the work that you can do and you're letting God take care of the results. You're putting that faith over fear as you move forward in your endeavors and the things you decide to do. One of the things that I pray for on a regular basis is that I just am where I need to be. don't know what that looks like. Right? I don't know what that means. But I always end up at some interesting places, meeting some interesting people. One of those being yourself. Very excited to talk to you today. And it's amazing what happens when we are not just white knuckling the steering wheel, because we have to be in charge. We have to be in control. We have to have that quote unquote power. If we can let go, let someone else take the reins, someone else take the wheel, we work and the vision happens.
Yep. And that's where it's at, you know. And it's weird. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to MIC in a month. You know, I'm going to be there with people like Stephen Kuhn.
What's MIC for the people that don't know?
Military Influencer Conference. But I'm going to be there with a lot of people that are 99.99% for profit, and I'm going to be the one guy that's there for your more worried about your heart than you are your wallet. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like it's going to be interesting, because I told everybody, I'm like, when I go there, you know, if I've talked to you over the last 2 years, you're not getting a handshake, you're getting a hug, you know, because that's who I am, you know? And I just said, you know what? The Lord's going to leave me there for a reason, to talk to somebody. I don't know who, but for a reason, he's leading me there.
Absolutely.
So for $100, what's the worst? I'm going out for the day. That's worth.
Yeah, I mean, you used to spend that on a weekend, going out for a fancy dinner and a show, or you know, whatever else for the evening. You know.
Yeah, and with three kids, that $100 doesn't go very far at all.
No, it does not. No, it does not. With your vision, what does this look like for you 3 or 5 years from now?
I would like to be like one of my biggest influences is Ed Milet. To where he talks in front of, you know, 500 to 10,000 people at a time. Mm-hmm. And just to be able to give people hope. And I don't want to ever have to worry about, well, if I go here, am I not going to be able to feed my family this week? You know?
Right, right.
That's
right.
A big thing. You know, you're like, wait, I want to do this. I want to run Facebook ads, but I still got to buy lunches for the kids.
Yeah, you know what I
mean?
Right.
So, you know, I want to get to that space where, you know, I'll be 53, where I'll be okay to where I'll be retired and be able to set more time out for the nonprofit. But like I said, I've only been doing this year, and I've had a 2-year plan so far, and so far it's working pretty much according to plan.
Nice. So I like to wrap up every episode the same way, by reaching out and asking you, what can we do for you to help you build your stronger nonprofit?
Well, of course, I'd like to support, but I'd also like, if somebody knows any podcasts, any veterans or first responders that need help, but are too afraid to ask for professional help, to get in contact with me. You know, and then also, if somebody knows any other shows that, you know, because like a lot of people, you never know. Well, my cousin works at ABC. My third cousin removed works at NBC. So if anybody knows another way where I can get the message out there, so we don't have to see these crazy numbers every day.
Yeah, and if you're on Oprah's team or know someone on Oprah's team, definitely pass this along to help get Richard on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Yeah. 100%. Thank you so much, brother. Looking forward to seeing how your journey goes and how we can help connect you in the future with anyone you need connections with that are always open to you. All of Richard's connections are going to be in the show notes, all of his emails, Instagram, his Twitter, every little connection you have. And then we're going to drop a link to your book so they can check that out as well, Richard.
Now, I want to say, though, if somebody does buy my book, if they just send me a screenshot, they will get a 15-minute mental and physical health chat for free.
Free consultation call, chat with you.
They might, even if they think, oh, I got some high cholesterol, I could just talk, you know, help them, and it's free.
Awesome.
15 minutes per book.
Per book. Buy 10 books, get 150 well, it's only minutes. Books,
99 cents.
Okay.
So for 99 cents, you get a 15-minute phone call.
Yeah. So buy one for you, buy one for your aunt, buy one for your cousin, get a hold of Richard. He'd love to hear from you. And if you've got feedback, comments for the show, like, subscribe, share, all those fun things. Looking forward to talking to y'all next time. Thanks a lot, Richard.
All right. God bless you guys.
You've been listening to The Nonprofit Architect. To listen to all our past shows, visit http://nonprofitarchitect.org. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our show. Thank you.